The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda because they've got
5 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the Piscopo in the Morning program. Joe Piscopo may call in later if he has time to chat with us before he begins his hosting duties at the Channel 7 parade. But in the meantime, to hold down the fort, he has assigned his news person, his producer, and his attorney, Al Gattulo, Frank Morano, and Anthony Pope, respectively. But you and Joe, you guys go back a ways, both personally and professionally. Right?
Yeah, sure. At least 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Quarter century. Wow. That is quite impressive. Now, we all had dinner on Friday at Dino and Harry's in Hoboken. How great of a restaurant is that?
I loved it. The oysters were marvelous. The salmon was fantastic. I was truly impressed. I mean, I've been there before, but it seems like the food even has gotten better, and I intend to go back with, soon.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. If anybody is in the Hoboken area, it's definitely worth checking out.
And you know what's nice about it? There is, which parking is at a premium in Hoboken, there is parking around the corner at a parking garage, which is very convenient. But it's also on the, I don't want to say it's on the edge of Hoboken. I guess it is on the edge of Hoboken. So you can get in and out pretty quick. You don't have to get clustered by all the other shops in the town. If you're not looking to stay there that long, you just want to get in and have dinner and get out, it's a great place for dinner.
Yeah, that's
certainly
for sure. All right. It is a holiday. It is Columbus Day. So we've been sprinkling in
some it's Indigenous,
Indigenous Peoples Day for some, right, Day. Including St. John's University. But we've been sprinkling in different Columbus facts throughout the morning, stuff that you may not know. Everyone knows Columbus had three ships. He sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Yeah, this and that. But there's a whole bunch of stuff about Christopher Columbus that many people don't know. And Columbus, as I've said, was a controversial figure even in the 15th century. So he's not one of these guys that became controversial years after he died. No, he was very much a polarizing figure back then. Now, what you may not know about Columbus is that he made multiple trips to this hemisphere, to the New World. And not all of his voyages were successful. In fact, half of them ended in disaster. On his first voyage, his fully outfitted flagship, the Santa Maria, ran aground and sank. On his fourth trip, his ship rotted away, and he spent a year with his men marooned on Jamaica, which I think a lot of people may not know about Columbus.
And then how did he get back? Did they send another ship, or did he build another ship to sail back? I mean, you know, not like there was a boat nearby that he could jump back.
Yeah, he hopped an Uber. that was what he did.
He got on his cell phone and he called for
help.
Back then it was called Rabu, and it was the reverse of Uber, you know.
But, you know, we're also following this tragedy that took place over the weekend in upstate New York, the deadliest traffic accident in at least a decade, as this limousine crashed and resulted in the death of 20 people as they were on their way to a brewery. Barbara Douglas spoke on the Today Show this morning. She lost four of her nieces in the crash.
They did the responsible thing, getting a limo so they wouldn't be driving.
I mean, you think that's exactly the opposite of what you expect to happen is when you take a car when you're going to be drinking and partying and going to breweries, and you never imagine something like this is going to happen.
No, of course not. And a buddy of mine who lives up that way, he lives in Schenectady, he's familiar with the area and familiar with the road, and he texted me about an hour ago when we were discussing it, and he said that intersection is bad. It is apparently it's downhill and fast as you come off Route 30. He said the on-ramp to 88, which I guess is the major highway over there near Albany, is a short way up the road. He says tractor-trailers and the such fly down that road, and it catches up to you fast. He also said he doesn't know why he went that way coming from Amsterdam. He would have been on 88 and should have gotten off up the road. It's his contention they all would have been alive had he just stayed on the highway. He said no need to take 30 unless he was trying to get back on. So obviously the NTSB will do their investigation. And then he sent me a photo of where the store is and where the intersection is, where they come down. I mean, clearly this guy went straight through and didn't stop at all because apparently there were no skid marks in the area. So he might not have known how the road works, and apparently it's an area that has accidents quite often.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a tragedy. Clear tragedy.
That's for sure. Anthony, I want to ask your opinion on this. You know, we talked about the anniversary of Columbus's voyage to America. We talked about the anniversary of the Me Too movement. Yesterday, it was 17 years ago to the day that the United States began its invasion of and war in Afghanistan, which obviously was launched to pursue al-Qaeda in general and Osama bin Laden in particular. Now, Osama bin Laden is long since dead, but this our role through the U.S. military's role in the war in Afghanistan is still raging 17 years later. And it just so happens yesterday, on the day of this anniversary, there was an incredibly deadly series of attacks. 110 people were reported killed in 24 hours, half of them from the Taliban. The rest were Afghan soldiers and regular just civilians. We have seen the U.S. taxpayers spend $2.4 trillion in money and lost thousands of lives. This is the longest war in American history. It's difficult for me to see what we're still doing there, to be honest, at this point. I mean, Trump used to say that during the campaign, but since General Mattis has become Secretary of Defense, he has changed his view, and he's acknowledged that that's a change in his position. What's your take on what America is doing in Afghanistan and what our role should be going forward?
Well, you know, when you find out why we're still there, let me know, because I don't know either. You know, I'm not an isolationist type of person who thinks that we have no or should have no involvement in other countries. From time to time, we have to. We have always been known as a liberator. And at this point right now, it seems to me, if we think we're going to change anyone's philosophy, any country's philosophy or ideals as to how they want to proceed and what kind of a country they want to be, then history has taught us nothing. It's never going to happen. All of this, to me, look, when we invaded Iraq, I was opposed to it. Everybody I know was opposed to it. I think it was the biggest mistake the United States of America ever made. I think after 9/11, going into Afghanistan to seek out and to haunt, you know, hunt down Osama bin Laden was the right thing to do. But to change our path and then go into Iraq, that country was working. It was established. It was profitable. And we destroyed it. And we absolutely destroyed it on false information. And the reason I didn't vote for President George W. Bush when he ran for re-election was that, because he had invaded Iraq. So as far as I'm concerned, we should just pull ourselves out of there. We have to protect our interests to the extent that we do. But I just don't see anything being accomplished anymore in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And, you know, more and more foreign policy academic officials and even folks that have served in Afghanistan, I think a lot of them are coming around to the same view. I want to take advantage of your expertise as an attorney. Now, you do both civil and criminal work, right?
I'm certified as a civil and criminal trial attorney, yes.
So we're seeing this soccer player, Cristiano Ronaldo, who's one of the biggest soccer players in the world. He's being accused of rape. And now there's a big debate among his sponsors in terms of whether or not they should drop him as a spokesman. Now, we talk about due process, and you've, I think, made the case very clearly that everyone should be entitled to due process when it comes to, you know, criminal prosecution. But Al brought up the issue of sponsors, right? Ron Darling or any of us, we're reliant upon advertisers. So now, should these brands who are afraid that they're going to be affiliated with someone that's accused of rape, should they be dropping this soccer star, Cristiano Ronaldo?
Well, you know, they don't have the same standard that the court of law does. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at that. And if an advertiser or a private company feels that they're going to lose profits, I mean, there's a moral turpitude clause that's usually in every contract that any celebrity has. And I think they have the right to exercise it. This is the way I would look at it. If tomorrow, for instance, a police officer was charged with a criminal offense, he would more than likely be suspended if it was a serious offense. He's not fired or she's not fired, but they're suspended pending the outcome of the trial. So I'm not necessarily opposed to people being placed in somewhat of a different position if they're accused of something that's very serious, such as rape, and let the courts then determine, or the jurisdiction that they're in, determine exactly whether or not they're guilty of that offense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think there is some precautions that sometimes have to be taken. Look, if tomorrow somebody walks into court and they have an allegation and in federal court and a prosecutor can show that that person is a threat to the community, that the evidence seems to support that they did it by some type of a preponderance of the evidence, the court can detain you pending your trial. So it doesn't always work and it's not always the best system, but it certainly in some instances has to be the way to move.
You know who I happen to be with over the weekend, speaking of things in this vein? Stephen Pagonis. Mm-hmm. Stephen Pagonis, who, of course, was falsely accused of rape by Tawana Brawley,
right.
Who Al Sharpton paraded in front of a megaphone along with C. Vernon Mason and others to basically destroy this guy's reputation, his life. This resulted in the end of his marriage and incredible damage to his reputation, incredible damage at the time to his professional career as a law enforcement professional. And he did end up suing Sharpton and these others and did get money, took years to get this, didn't get his first wife back,
right.
Didn't get his reputation back in a lot of quarters, didn't get all the time that he spent fighting these allegations back. Let's say Cristiano Ronaldo is not guilty here of these rape charges, and let's say all these brands end up distancing themselves from him, and then he's found to be completely innocent. He will have lost maybe millions of dollars based on these false rape accusations. So do you think maybe that there's an argument that these sponsors should think twice before just dropping him without any sort of due process?
Again, it would be nice for them to evaluate it, but we don't have any control over that. The Constitution doesn't apply to the private entity. So I guess on some level, Frank, if they were to consider it, but listen, it's the best. We have the best of an imperfect system. You can charge someone, you can make an allegation, but before somebody can be found guilty, it has to be done. It has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. So nothing's perfect in life, that's for sure. And sometimes people do get hurt. There's collateral damage for paying the price for having the Constitution the way we have it.
That's for sure. So I think we are on the same page on Afghanistan. We part company on the New York Yankees. And I think, I agree with everything you said with respect to these rape allegations. If you want to comment on anything we've discussed, 877-970-2999. We're on the same page on Columbus as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. You keep it a holiday. Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Keep it a holiday for sure.
Yeah. 877-970-2999. Now, Al, I know, where are we with respect to this Yankees Red Sox series at this point?
It's tied at 1-1. Game 3 is tonight at the stadium. And by all accounts, it looks as though the Yankees could take care of business this week. They may not have to go back to Boston. All they have to do is win two more, and it's over. It's a best of five.
You're supporting the Red Sox, right?
I really,
well, you
know
what?
I don't care. I mean, listen, if the Yankees win, is it good for New York? Sure it is. I mean, I'm not a Yankee fan, but hey, let's see them beat the Red Sox. I mean, it'd be fun. I would like to see the Yankees go deeper into the playoffs. They've certainly geared themselves up for it, for this run, and they've got some talented guys. It's hard to hate some of these guys on the Yankee team because they're homegrown.
Yep.
You know, they didn't buy most of these players.
That's for sure. All right, let's us take a break. Before we do, let's say hello to Debbie and get a look at the roads. How are the roads looking there, Debbie?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Frank, Al, and Anthony. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here on this Columbus Day morning. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Meter rules remain in effect. Fifth Avenue will be closed from 11 this morning till 3 this afternoon for the big Columbus Day parade with Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening on the southbound west side highway into the 70s. That's an accident waiting for you. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound. Heavy traffic right into Kew Gardens with an accident. And you have volume on the Northern State eastbound getting out toward Lakeville Road with an accident in the process of being cleared. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Traffic is starting to build for you just a bit here as you head over to that eastbound side of the Gowanus, slowing down up by the Prospect. Another problem just about cleared. New Jersey Transit Northeast Corridor, seeing delays of up to 30 minutes, a disabled train over in Edison. That is the problem there. And do expect some delays as well as you take a ride over to the inbound side of the Holland, still waiting about 15 to 20 minutes. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
You know what's not smart? Larry Elder here. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. But you know what is smart? ZipRecruiter.com/Elder. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Recall, and you might remember, I was in the recruiting business. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. No more sorting through the wrong resumes. No more waiting for the right candidates to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Elder. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Elder, E-L-D-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/Elder. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, it's coming up Thursday, October 11th. Don't miss the Salem Business Breakfast this Thursday, October 11th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, and it's located right off of 287. Enjoy a free gourmet breakfast from DR Catering with crispy bacon and delicious pastries. Who doesn't love bacon? And hear advice on building relationships from Steve Adubato along with Mitch Modell of Modell Sporting Goods, Joan Herman of Conversations with Joan, and Ace Watana Suparp of Citizens Bank. Plus, get this, the Wildlife Conservation Society is giving away a one-year membership to the New York City Zoos and Aquariums. And, of course, I'll be there broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. with Joe Piscopo, Debbie, and Frank as well. How do you get there? Easy. Register for your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on October 11th at am970theanswer.com. That's right. It's this Thursday, October 11th, Salem Business Breakfast. Register for your free tickets at am970theanswer.com, and it's at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off of 287. Register for your free tickets right now. The Salem Business Breakfast this Thursday, October 11th, am970theanswer.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm feeling it right now.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning program. We are here with Anthony Pope and Al Gattullo. I'm Frank Moreno. Obviously, the big news today is going to be the official swearing-in, actually the ceremonial swearing-in, of Justice Kavanaugh. He's going to the White House. The president is going to ceremonially swear him in and do kind of a ceremonial welcome ceremony. Now he's going to officially begin hearing cases tomorrow. A lot of interesting cases coming before the court this term. Anthony Pope is here. Anthony, after the bruising confirmation battle, one of the closest in history, one of the probably the most bitter in history, do you think that's going to have any impact on the way he ends up ruling on cases or in the cases that the court decides to hear going forward?
No, not at all. You know, it was disappointing to see just how far the liberals would go. Once they realized there was no evidence to support Dr. Ford's contention, albeit she was traumatized like we talked about, something happened to the poor woman. But they then went into the fact that they felt he was belligerent because when he came out on the second round of questioning, that he got a little testy and he called out the Democrats. I mean, Clarence Thomas did the same thing to the entire Senate when he was being vetted. But be that as it may, you have 12 years of seeing and reading about what Judge Kavanaugh has done. You had liberals and conservatives come out in support of him, men and women, law clerks, everyone. His rating by the Bar Association was exemplary. So I think what you had there was a moment in time where this man's life and his family were so adversely affected emotionally that he vetted a little bit, and he deserved it. He was entitled to it, okay? And I think Judge Kavanaugh will handle himself the way he has for the last 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and I think he'll be a credit to the Supreme Court.
So let's all certainly hope that that's the case. Now, House Minority Leader, and if the Democrats win the House, she'll be the Speaker again. Nancy Pelosi says she's trying to make public the FBI's report on the sexual assault allegations against Justice Kavanaugh. Do you think that report should be made public?
No, it's not for the public to see. It's a report by the FBI for the Senate. That's what it was done for. And I don't know why she wants it done. Everybody read it. If there was anything in there that was more specific or that was corroborative of what Dr. Ford had said, I'm sure that the senators would have spoke of it. So, listen, anything that a politician says, I discount 90% of it. It's all based on a narrative, and it's all based on where they want to go with their argument. There's just such a lack of honesty and integrity right now in Washington that we should all, as Americans, be concerned. And thank you for being on the show this morning. I do have to leave, but let me just say this. At some point, it has to be what's good for America. Let's start taking America's side. Okay, not the Republicans or the Democrat side, because as long as people start pointing the fingers constantly at the other party, we embolden them. We embolden each side to just simply promote their own narrative. When America comes to a point where we could say, you know what, we're not happy with either side, and really do it in a majority fashion, we may start to get some change.
Yeah.
But as long as the sides keep on just pointing fingers at each other, we allow them to continue to do what they want without any regard for compromise or for putting their own feelings aside and just doing what's right for this country.
So. Let's certainly hope that's the case. Anthony, thank you for spending the time with us this morning.
It was my pleasure, guys. Yeah,
thanks. Thank you.
Happy Columbus Day, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Columbus Day.
In that note, before we go to the news with Al, I want to play for folks something. It's just a few minutes that I played yesterday, and I thought, oh, maybe folks will like this, maybe they won't. And I got to tell you, I was overwhelmed by the reaction. Now, I grew up listening to talk radio. The master of the craft, in my view, was Bob Grant, greatest talk radio host that ever lived. And generally on Columbus Day, he would read a kind of a commentary, a poem sort of, that he didn't write, But he would read it every Columbus Day as it's called I Am an Italian American. And I was overwhelmed at the number of folks that wrote to me yesterday saying how pleased you were that I play this. So I'm going to play this again. Bob Grant reciting I Am an Italian American.
I am an Italian American. My roots are deep in an ancient soil, drenched by the Mediterranean sun and watered by pure streams from snow-capped mountains. I am enriched by thousands of years of culture. My hands are those of the mason, the artist, the man of the soil. My thoughts have been recorded in the annals of Rome, the poetry of Virgil, the creations of Dante, and the philosophy of Benedetto Croce. From my ancient world, I first spanned the great seas to the new world. I am Cristoforo Colombo. I am Giovanni Caboto, known in American history as John Cabot, discoverer of the mainland of North America. I am Amerigo Vespucci, who gave my name to the new world, America. First to sail on the Great Lakes in 1679, founder of the territory that became the state of Illinois, colonizer of Louisiana and Arkansas, I am Enrico Tonti. I financed the Northwest expansion of George Rogers Clark and accompanied him through the lands that would become Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I am Colonel Francesco Vigo. I mapped the Pacific from Mexico to Alaska and to the Philippines. I am Alessandro Malaspina. I am Giacomo Beltrami, discoverer of the source of the Mississippi River in 1823. I am Filippo Mazzei, friend of Thomas Jefferson. And my thesis on the equality of man was written into the Bill of Rights. I am William Parker, signer of the Declaration of Independence. I created the dome of the United States Capitol. They called me the Michelangelo of America. I am Constantino Brumidi. In 1904, I founded in San Francisco the Bank of Italy, now known as the Bank of America, the largest financial institution in the world. I am A.P. Giannini. I am Enrico Fermi, father of nuclear science in America. First enlisted man to win the Medal of Honor in World War II, I am John Bassalone of New Jersey. I am the million strong who served in America's armies and the tens of thousands whose names are enshrined in military cemeteries from Guadalcanal to the Rhine. I am the steelmaker in Pittsburgh, the grower in the Imperial Valley of California, the textile designer in Manhattan, the movie maker in Hollywood, the homemaker and the breadwinner in 10,000 communities. I am an American without stint or reservation, loving this land as only one who understands history, its agonies and its triumphs, can love it and serve it. I will not be told that my contribution is any less, nor my role not as worthy as that of any other American. I will stand in support of this nation's freedom and promise against all foes. My heritage has dedicated me to this nation. I am proud of my full heritage, and I shall remain worthy of it. I am an Italian American.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are looking for a group of teenagers Targeting food delivery men riding electronic bikes in Manhattan. Police say the group of four men and one woman punches or kicks the delivery workers and then takes off with their bikes. At least eight delivery men have been attacked since last month in Harlem, the Upper West Side, and Upper East Side. Mattress firm set to close up to 700 stores as a result of its Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Of those stores, more than 200 will be closed within days. Mattress firm is the nation's largest mattress retailer with close to 10,000 employees, 3,230 company-owned stores, and 125 franchise locations. It has fallen on hard times recently amid competition from bed-in-a-box online sellers. In sports, Panthers got a 63-yard field goal by Graham Gano as time expired to defeat the Giants 33-31. Isaiah Crowell set a team record with 219 rushing yards as the Jets ran past the Broncos 34-16. Rangers have opened the regular season with three straight losses following an 11-5 loss at Carolina against the Hurricanes. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Well, good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Columbus Day. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound getting right into Kew Gardens. It's an accident blocking one lane. Once you're on the northern state, that's busy eastbound getting out toward Lakeville Road with an accident cleared. New Jersey Transit reporting 30-minute delays on the northeast corridor with a disabled train over in Edison. Still okay on the LIRR and on Metro North. Inbound side of the Holland down to 5. Lincoln looks fine. No problems over at the GWB. Tappan Zee Bridge is moving smoothly. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the northbound New England Thruway. Some stop-and-go traffic getting up through Port Chester. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on 84 eastbound, the ramp into exit 18. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
The fall months are here, and now's the best time to get your home ready for the winter. So whether you want to remodel the den for football season or fix up the house before family comes for the holidays, Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor is the easiest way to find top-rated pros for any home project, big or small. Just go to homeadvisor.com, tell them about your project. In seconds, you'll be matched with the very best local pros for the job. You can read customer reviews on the professionals, check their availability, book appointments online. You can even check what others paid for similar projects in your area, all for free. It's amazing. Whatever you need help with, cleaning the gutters, cleaning the carpets, remodeling the kitchen, no job too big or too small for my friends at Home Advisor. Let Home Advisor take the stress off your plate this fall. Just go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next home project. Just go to homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Upper Room Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
9:38 as we wrap things up here this Columbus Day. We're sprinkling in some facts about Columbus that you may not have known. Everyone knows 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue, you may not know the story behind the story of one of America's, actually one of the world's best-known historical figures and one of the world's most controversial figures. Now, the interesting thing I've always been fascinated by is the conditions that Columbus and these sailors had to contend with on their way here. During the first voyage, the 1492 voyage, every person on those ships, including Columbus, had lice. Every single person. Fleas and rats were everywhere. There was no plumbing. The ships were absolutely filthy. And they wore the same set of clothes the whole time. From Europe, 43 days later, to this continent, they wore the same set of clothes. And every single one of them was barefoot. Can you possibly imagine the smell? I mean, it must have been something.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't. You know why? Because if you're all living in the same conditions, the smell, you get used to the smell. You become acclimated to it.
I don't know.
It's not like, listen, people forget, deodorant is not widely used in Europe to begin with.
That's true.
So I'm not surprised that they, you know, they had, first of all, I'm not surprised about the fleas and the rats and everything. Hygiene wasn't exactly, and cleanliness That's wasn't right. exactly the top priority.
Did you know, Al, that prior to Spain, three countries refused to fund Columbus's voyage?
I did know that.
What were the three?
I did. Oh, the three countries. Italy, I believe, his birth.
No, there was no nation of Italy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. England?
That's one.
France?
That's two.
Wow, what's the third one? England, France.
A very big seafaring nation at the time.
Greece?
Portugal.
Portugal, all right.
Yeah. They refused because they thought essentially Columbus was a crackpot. They told him the Earth was much larger than he had calculated, and it turns out that they may have been right. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Mario in East Rutherford. Mario, hello.
Frankie, I want to compliment you, my friend. What an eloquent poem. What an eloquent thing to do on Columbus Day for Italian Americans. It brought a tear to my eye, and I'm not being exaggerating. It's just an embodiment of what Italian Americans have done. And you ought to be complimented, my friend, for actually reading that poem from the great Bob Grant. And I want to thank you for doing that, Frank. I want to thank you for doing that. It's a tribute to the Italian Americans.
Well, thank you.
God bless America.
Thank you, Mario. God bless America. Happy Columbus Day to you. Hope you're doing something fun today. And or at the very least, just getting an opportunity to relax a little bit. 877-970-2999 if you want to comment on anything that we are talking about. Before we get out of here, I just want to share the story that has been also making a lot of news regarding Taylor Swift. Now, Taylor Swift is one of the most popular singers in the world. Joe likes her. He met her at the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary reunion. She's got a number of hit songs. And this weekend, she decided to become involved in politics. So she took to Instagram last night to weigh in on Tennessee's closely contested U.S. Senate race, endorsing the Democrat, former governor Phil Breedson, and really pretty harshly criticizing Marsha Blackburn. I'm not going to read you her whole commentary, but she said, "As much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in an office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn. Her voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me." I'm curious, Al, do you think the fact that she's publicly backing two Democrats is going to hurt her in terms of record sales?
No, I don't think it's going to hurt her in terms of record sales. I think the bottom line is these performers have got to stop with the politics.
Well, she was always of that way, yes, of not getting involved.
Right.
But now she's saying like she cares so much about the future of the country.
Great.
That she has to speak out.
Good for her. Vote however you want. It is not going to affect my vote. If you have to be swayed by a celebrity in order to vote whatever way you're going to vote, I'm sorry, but you're a mindless lemming.
Yeah. Well,
that's exactly what you are. You know, I think it's more indicative of a problem that we have in this country. We seem to, and it's social media is the same thing. We follow people on Twitter. We follow people or friend people on Facebook. We follow people on Instagram. I do all of those things. But you also have to have, a wide scope of things that are going on. It's not always the one side that's presenting the story. There are multiple sides to every story. I don't look at Taylor Swift or Paul McCartney's too. I'm trying to think of an artist from my generation.
Michael Jackson.
Well, he's dead.
Well, he was from your generation.
I understand that. I'm talking about a living person in my generation.
Elton John.
All right, Elton John. All right, a citizen of this country that can vote. I mean, I'm trying to... Right, D. Snyder. D. Snyder from Twisted Sister. Okay. If D. Snyder came out and said, vote for John Smith because John Smith was... I'm not just simply going to vote for John Smith because D. Snyder says so. I'm going to do my research on that and figure out if this guy is good enough to vote.
Well,
this is the problem in this country.
You're right. Yeah, and I think that's commendable. But unfortunately,
good for her that she wants to put this word out and definitively say who she wants to vote for. But is it going to affect me in any way? No. Now, could it affect an impressionable youth that is 18 and can vote for the first time? It might.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, you know, celebrities have always generated a great deal of attention. And when they step foot into the political sphere, they get attention. Now, when Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack did those commercials for John F. Kennedy in 1960, they were designed to influence people.
Sure.
When Ronald Reagan went out on the stump for Barry Goldwater, the reason Goldwater was eager to have him out there is because Reagan was a celebrity.
Right.
And, you know, the same thing with all sorts of folks that they've always sought to kind of enlist in the, in the battle to change hearts and minds, because a lot of people don't vote based on issues. I'll never forget when in 2009, there was a city council election in Staten Island, and one of the opposing candidates, I was supporting, I think, John Tobacco, and one of the opposing candidates had Tito Puente campaign for them. Hmm. And Tito Puente was out there campaigning with this candidate, and I said to someone else, oh, come on, what difference is this going to make? Is anybody going to vote for that person because Tito Puente is out there campaigning for him? And this other person said, well, I kind of want to vote for them. Now they look like they're having fun. They look like they're a normal person. They're out there dancing. So it may not have an impact on you, but I think the reason politicians keep turning to celebrities is precisely because they do get attention from folks.
Okay, so if Edward James Olmos, who I love in Battlestar Galactica, right? And he's in a new series now my wife is watching. But now if he comes out, and he is politically a political activist, if he comes out and says, vote for so-and-so because I say so, I should just vote for that person
That's what I'm saying.
Like, why wouldn't I want to look at both sides to this person and see?
By the same token, I think, like, there's all sorts of conservatives that refuse to watch Robert De Niro movies now.
There's all sorts of
liberals that refuse to watch James Woods movies now. So my question...
Well, there's some movies that James Woods...
Analytically, is
and there's some that De Niro...
Is this going to hurt Taylor Swift when it comes to record sales?
Well, think about it.
If you're a conservative Republican and you think this is one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime, is the fact that she's going out there and trying to flip the House blue, is that going to play a role for you in terms of whether you decide to listen to her music? It won't for me. I think you have to separate the art from the artist. I still watch Robert De Niro movies. I still will watch James Woods movies. Yeah. I'll still listen to Taylor Swift music. 877-970-2999.
I'm just saying, if Goodfellas comes on the TV, I'm watching it. I don't care that De Niro's in it. He's playing a role. He's a character.
Right.
You don't want to go and support his movies going forward.
Well, what's the difference?
That's fine.
I mean, let's say he gets a royalty every time Goodfellas is on.
He's getting it whether you watch it or not.
Well, no, I understand, right. But, I mean, I think you're still supporting his movies, whether you're supporting them or not. All right. What say you? 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Tom in the Bronx. Hello, Tom.
Yes, how are you, folks? I like to say that that was a very powerful poem. That was put out, and I enjoyed the Columbus poem. I call it a poem. And I wish you a happy Columbus Day, Frank, and you too, Mr. Cthulhu.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Thank you, Tom. Someone that never lets her politics affect her view of the traffic is Debbie Duhaime. Mm-hmm. Debbie, do you find that people boycott your traffic reports because of your family's political involvement at all?
That's never happened that I know of.
Good,
but,
okay. All
you know, it's a possibility that, you know, people don't like it, but, you know, What can you do?
Exactly.
Right?
I think people would boycott your reports if they don't like the traffic in their area.
Exactly.
You know, like avoiding. If I avoid listening to Debbie, the traffic won't exist.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Then I could. Then I'll understand it without a doubt. Well, good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. I hope you enjoy Columbus Day and the Columbus Day Parade. Fifth Avenue will be closed from 11 this morning till 3 this afternoon for the big Columbus Day Parade. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Watch out for some slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway right now, eastbound out into Kew Gardens. It's an accident blocking one lane over there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on the southbound Van Wyck right at the Jackie Robinson accident in the right lane. Now, remember the Yankee game tonight, so you will see some volume later on around the stadium as they get ready for the big Yankee Red Sox showdown. Let's see what's happening right now at the Hudson River Crossings, moving along smoothly right now at the Hudson River Crossings. Let's go over to New Jersey Transit. We've had some problems this morning on the Northeast Corridor. Looks like a 40-minute delay still with New Jersey Transit on the Northeast Corridor. Congestion from an earlier disabled train. That is the problem there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
You're now witnessing the far left at its worst, willing to lie, even steal, to keep Republicans from winning the next election.
They turn the Kavanaugh hearings into a circus.
They've unleashed the hounds on President Trump. Anonymous editorials accuse Trump of being unhinged with no specific evidence. Books describing chaos. One member of the mainstream media now claims Trump is more dangerous to America than 9/11. Really? Just because they lost? This has got to stop. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
The fall months are here, and now is the best time to get your home ready for winter. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor is a free online service that connects homeowners to top-rated pros for all kinds of home projects. So whether you want to remodel the den for football season or fix up the house before family comes for the holidays, Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor is the easiest way to find top-rated pros for any home project, big or small. Just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best local pros for the job. And you can read customer reviews on the pros, check their availability, and book appointments online. You can even check what others paid for similar projects in your area, all for free. Whatever you need help with, cleaning the gutters, cleaning the carpets, even remodeling the kitchen, let Home Advisor take some stress off your plate this fall. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next home project. That's homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will be mainly cloudy and much cooler than yesterday with lowering humidity. Temperatures will slowly fall with afternoon temperatures only in the 60s. Cloudy, damp, and mild tonight, though 65 in Midtown, near 60 in northern suburbs. Tomorrow, clouds will break for some sunshine. It'll become warmer and more humid again with a high of 77. For Wednesday, times of clouds and sun, warm but humid, high 78. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
9:54 as we wrap things up this Columbus Day. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Joe can be seen on Channel 7 today, this afternoon, beginning at either 11:30 or 12. One of those two times, we'll be able to see him. High noon, people could see him. I'm sure he has put a lot of thought into his outfit today, so I definitely think it's worth checking out. I'll be checking it out. He's going to be back tomorrow on the radio. We have a host of interesting guests in tomorrow, including celebrity chef David Burke. I will give you my final Columbus-related factoid for the day. And if you want to call in with any final thoughts, you're welcome to do so at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. The last one that I'll give you, which I think is interesting, is that one reason that Columbus estimated the distance around the Earth shorter than other navigators is that he had read Arab maps. And as he read the maps, he used a shorter distance for a mile than the Arab map makers had used, causing him to estimate the circumference as being one quarter less than the actual number of miles. Additionally, Marco Polo's book, which Columbus relied upon, estimated China as much larger than it really was, which also shrank the distance from Europe to Asia. So I think that is very interesting. Now, in following baseball, Al, who else is playing today aside from the Yankees and Red Sox?
You know what? I don't have the schedule off the top of my head. It is
Now, we're carrying baseball this afternoon.
We are.
I am the big winner there because I was going to have to fill in for Kevin McCullough tonight.
Oh, okay.
And instead, I get to now go home since he's now preempted and enjoy my, you know, day. I mean, I have to work on a whole bunch of projects. But I have to leave to get any work done because if you stay around here, people just end up distracting you.
No, well, that's true. The Braves are hosting game four today, so I'm guessing that's the also Monday. Astros facing the Indians and Cleveland looking to sweep their AL Division Series. The Yankees and Red Sox are on tonight. So I am my guess is we're either carrying the Atlanta game or the Astros game.
Yeah, so
if I had to take a guess, I would say it's probably the Astros
game. So people will be able to hear Jay Sekulow's show beginning at 3 o'clock.
Right.
And unfortunately for you, you will not be able to hear Kevin McCullough's show. Kevin McCullough is now safely ensconced in France because, you know, he loves history and so do you. So he's in France taking a look at different historical attractions, I'm sure, with his lovely, lovely bride. Now, just a follow-up to a story we've been working on. I revealed yesterday that Kevin McCullough sent this incredibly incendiary rant-like email when he found out that his name was once again spelled incorrectly at our remote in Staten Island. And so a lot of people here, both on-air staff and off, have asked me to try and get a hold of that email so I can go through it and read it on the air. So far, management has not yet authorized the release of that email. But rest assured, as soon as it's released, we will be bringing it to your attention. Now, if you want to stay in touch with me or comment on any of the issues that we've discussed today, you can email me at morano@nycradio.com. That's M-O-R-A-N-O at nycradio.com. Or find me on Twitter at Frank
Real Morano. Quick, I'll mention this tomorrow when he's in the studio or he's on with us. But a big shout out to Mike Gallagher, who's coming up in just a couple of minutes here on our station. Thank you, Mike, for the gift cards that you gave me. Apparently, he parked in our normal NYP spot today, and I had to inform him that since there is a fair going on Broadway, when he gets out later on this afternoon, he's going to be stuck for hours. So he rightly moved his car into a garage. And he did not have to do what he did, but thank
there's
you.
There's yet another street fair today?
Yes.
This is insane.
It's a holiday.
This
it's actually insane. It's a holiday, but Wall Street is open, which is weird.
This is absolutely insane. Yeah. We are out of control with
no express bus.
If I am, well, it says I have to walk to Cortlandt Street, Broadway and Cortlandt.
Good luck with that.
So I'm going to do that. If I were to be the mayor, that's the first thing we're doing. We're doing away with all these street festivals.
No more fairs.
The street festival era will end under Mayor Moreno. That's my platform. The one issue. No more street festivals.
Forget about anything else.
This was fun. All right. Find out what Mike Gallagher's got quite a bit to say about Justice Kavanaugh next. Joe Piscopo will be back tomorrow. You can catch him on Channel 7 starting at noon. Enjoy Columbus Day, everybody. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.